Do you think your time, you're still a young man, so far has been well spent, or do you occasionally have a waking thought in the night that maybe you should have become a physicist, maybe you should have done a serious scientific joke instead of making fun of it?
Oh, I have... hardly a waking moment goes by that I don't think that. I mean, there are all sorts of different things I would love to have done. And I'm also very conscious, you know, just of time wasted in my own career when I've not been sure what to do next. And I've been, I've wasted a lot of time. And I'm suddenly terribly conscious of this, you know, because when you pass 40, and I'm well past 40, you suddenly become aware that the fact that all of the things on your agenda, you're not going to do them all. But it's curious thinking back to when I was at school and university and really having not the faintest idea of what else there was to do out there, and slipping into the world of, you know, writing and entertainment simply because it loomed quite large in my sort of imagination and I couldn't really think of anything else to do. I think at one point when I was at school, rather sort of reluctantly, I thought, well, maybe I could go and work for Pilkington's Glass. Maybe glass is interesting. But I just couldn't see anything else. And I mean, then I thought, well, the BBC, of course, is an interesting place to go. But there seemed to be little chance of getting into the BBC. Little doesn't...
Say something rude.
No, little do you know, once you get in, there's a little chance of getting out. well, that's just a joke about the labyrinthine nature of Broadcasting House, and a feeble one at that. Where were we? But now, looking back, I can see infinite sort of possibilities that I simply had no idea about at the time. So if I could replay my life several times, I would certainly, one of me would go off and be a zoologist. Absolutely, definitely. I think it's the most gripping and fascinating field. And it's only because we've now got tools by which we can understand zoology. Previously, we didn't. Previously, zoology was purely a descriptive science. And suddenly, Darwinism has suddenly erupted into being a model not only for zoology, but for virtually any phenomenon you care to examine. And to be honest, what has enabled us to do that and to see it so clearly is the advent of fast computers and an understanding of the way in which, as I say, complexity arises from simplicity. Which brings us on to the subject of computers, and another part of me would have loved to have been, you know, a computer scientist. It is an enormously fascinating field, and one of the most interesting things about it is the enormously illuminating questions that it enables us to ask about things like artificial intelligence, language, the light that it shines into, you know, the dark cavities of our brain. Before we had any kind of model for an information processing machine, we really had no way of thinking about the human brain very effectively. Now that we have got a model that may or may not equate to something to do with the way the brain works, nevertheless, it's enormously illuminating. And all of the things to do with the way we communicate, the way we think, the way that we deal with information, the way that information deals with itself, if you like, all of these erupt out of computer science. And so that is an enormously fascinating field. I can still remember when I was at school, people who were doing computer science would be, you know, kept behind after school, and you'd sort of peer in through the windows and you'd see them poking knitting needles through sort of stacks of cards, wondering, what on earth are they doing? And of course, they were preparing to rule the world. So I think computer science is something I would have loved to have done. Another one, I would have loved to have been a musician. And that's really something that, you know, has been a sort of, just a sort of withered off little sort of tendril in my life. And that's something I would have loved to have done. I mean, there are lots of different things I could very happily have done.